All right, that little bit extra of bumper music is brought to you by Wes Fromm today on this Tuesday. Good morning, Wes.
Hi, Dirk. Had a little phone issues with Coach Luke, so hopefully we'll get him on here in a second. But talking about our summer camps, and he's got some coming up here in June. Also got lots of camps from mountain biking to soccer to women's and men's basketball, or boys and girls basketball. We've got a football camp. There's a volleyball camp. We've got it all. And so looking forward to all of our camps this summer. Again, MichiganTechRecreation.com is the place to go for your summer camps. And we're looking forward to getting a hold of here, Coach Luke. Still no luck, huh? All right, so we're working the phones here, trying to get Coach Luke on. We're also scheduled to have Coach Matt Jennings on from our volleyball team, and then a couple of our hockey coaches and strength coach Tyler Schlast, and our video coordinator Michael Stevens in studio a little bit later as well to talk about their camp. And obviously hockey school is a big part of what goes on at the SDC all summer long.
Yeah, it just keeps ringing.
Live radio, folks. We've got
2988, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go with this, Coach. Hold on one sec.
All right, we got Coach on the line here. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Tired. I had to sprint up the stairs. I was supposed to be on at 7:30, and I was sitting downstairs.
Okay. Well, this sounds fine. We'll keep it right here, Coach. Coach Kevin Luke with us from the men's basketball team on this May 27th. How was your Memorial Day weekend, Coach?
You know what? It was awesome. I besides the weather, that was the first thing that was really nice about it. I had an opportunity to be able to move, so I went from one condo to another condo, and I'm right on the water now, so it was really nice to be able to enjoy the weather and to get a little workout and working, moving, so it was great.
Well, Coach, we got the off season right now, and you got some time on your hands to do things like that you don't get to do during the regular season, but you're still busy. What kind of things are going on in the basketball office these days?
You know, it's interesting. We just got done with a short recruiting period, and we had to be off last weekend. We've now gone into a quiet period. So we got out a couple times. Some kids that we've identified that want to be engineers, and we're going to make a move. Start to make a move on them. We're in the process of charting them and ranking them as to how we want to put them on our short list, and we're making progress with that. We can get back on the road June 15th, to start evaluating again. And some of the players are up for track A, taking classes, which is awesome. They get a little bit ahead in school, and we can't have any contact with them, but they're volunteering to work in the morning with our strength and conditioning coaches, and it's really a good situation for them as far as what they can do, and then they can kind of organize if they want to play at nights. I'm not sure what nights they're playing, but they come up a couple times a week and get some running in, so it's good for them. They don't have to be pushed by us in the summer, and I kind of like that rule that we can't have contact. So they're doing a nice job. I think we have 8 or 9 guys up, and then the rest will come next track, and it's really, really a good situation for the summer up here, because then those guys get to see, how nice it is in the summer months, and get a chance to enjoy themselves, take a class or two, and have a good time out at home.
How far out are you, Coach, recruiting wise? I mean, when you're going out and recruiting these days, are we looking for in 2 years or 3 years, and how many more guys do we need the next couple of years?
That's a great question. It's getting tougher and tougher, because D1's getting these guys really, really, really early. And of course, obviously we're not going to get that level of kid, but we have to wait for the same old trickle down effect, and then it goes to the majors, the mids, and then it comes down to Division II. And we currently do a majority of ours, the kids that have just finished their junior years going into their senior years, but we'll if we see a kid that we like, that isn't quite athletic enough, or he has some deficiency to fall to our level, you know, we'll take it 1 year back, kids going into their junior year. But that's about as far as we'll go back, because you know, it's just too hard to stay on a kid. Now, as an example, we did make an offer to Ben Stelzer during, you know, at the completion of his, you know, he was done, you know, when he came up on an unofficial visit, to, you know, after his sophomore year, we liked him. He didn't come up till his junior year on an unofficial visit, but we did offer him that early, and that's kind of nerve-wracking, because you kind of put yourself in a pickle a little bit. If you want to be the first offer with a lot of these kids, but it also is an issue where if you're out doing your homework and you offer a kid, and they know that Michigan Tech or, you know, another Division II school has offered, you know, everybody else goes and evaluates them. So we were on pins and needles for two years watching that kid play. I think I went to most of his games, didn't miss many of his games in the summer at all. In fact, I was by one Ron Cauley fan, I was accused of stalking that kid. I was at every one of his games in the summer. So, but that's, you know, that's the way you got to go. I mean, you really got to do your, you know, be patient and stick with them, and of course it's up to the kid to make the decision, but if you hone the kid that much, you know, you got a chance.
Well, Coach, part of your off season will include hosting some summer camps. Talk about what kind of camps you got going on and what kind of things you'll do with the kids.
Yeah, you know what, we got a couple of camps coming up here in June, and we just finished up in late April the Little Huskies camp, and we're doing June 18th through 20th, we're doing a development camp for grade 6 to 8, and it's been a good little camp. Of course, with the success we've had the last couple of years, more kids seem to come out. And right before that, we'll have on the weekend we have what's called a high school elite camp for high school grades 9 through 12, and that's just a weekend situation. We come in, we work them out hard. It's a chance for us to evaluate some kids in the local area. It's a chance for us to evaluate UP kids. And they'll have a, you know, they'll go through a good, tough rigors of a 2-day camp, and then of course we have what we consider our biggest camp is our, you know, our varsity and JV team camp, which is June 13th through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 13th through the 15th, which is has been really a good camp for us in the past, and you know, we're excited to be able to do this. I think one thing that's lacking in this day and age is individual camps. There's a lot of AAU, as we just spoke about, but I think the biggest thing is for kids in this day and age, 7, 6, 7, 8 through, you know, 8 through high school, you know, they need to get to some of these specialty camps, because kids aren't working on their skills enough, and I don't want to beat that to death, but you know, all they do is play games, and they need to spend more time working on their skills, because it's lacking in this day and age. They're very athletic. If they could get their skills up to speed, they'd be awesome.
All right, Coach Kevin Luke with us. Well, Coach, this is my saddest time of year, because this is when I see you the least throughout the entire year. But we'll see you quite a bit up at the SDC this summer, I'm sure, and looking forward to that. And again, you can get the schedule for the boys' basketball camps at the Michigan Tech Recreation website. Just go to michigantechrecreation.com, and all of the camp schedules are right there for you. Coach, have a great summer, and we'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Thanks a lot, boys.
All right, Coach Kevin Luke there on Mix 93. Let's take a quick time. I'll be back with more Huskies Drive Time here on The Mix.